Pew, 32% of young people get their news from China's TikTok. By Lucas Nolan on November 16, 2023. A recent Pew Research Center study reveals a significant increase in Americans, particularly younger adults, turning to TikTok for their news, contrasting with static or declining news consumption on other social media platforms. An alarming 32% of Americans aged 18 to 29 turned to the China-owned platform to get their news. The Pew Research Center stated in a recent study that in a landscape where traditional social media platforms are witnessing a plateau or decline in news dissemination, TikTok has emerged as a notable exception. According to a study conducted by the Pew Research Center, there has been a substantial increase in the number of U.S. adults who regularly get their news from TikTok. This trend starkly contrasts with the patterns observed on other major social media sites, where news consumption has either remained stagnant or experienced a downturn in recent years. The data shows a remarkable increase in the percentage of U.S. adults turning to TikTok for news, from a mere 3% in 2020 to 14% in 2023. This shift is especially pronounced among younger demographics. TikTok, primarily known for its short-form video content, has gained immense popularity among teenagers and young adults. Two-thirds of teenagers report using the platform, and it is increasingly becoming a news source for them. The study highlights a significant generational divide in news consumption on social media. Among adults aged 18 to 29, 32% report regularly getting news from TikTok, a higher percentage than in previous years. This contrasts with only 15% of those aged 30 to 49, 7% of those aged 50 to 64, and a mere 3% of those over 65. As Breitbart News reported, TikTok, owned by a hostile foreign nation, has already shown itself to be meddling in other countries' business, a national security threat, as well as a danger to teens and kids. Read more at the Pew Research Center here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.